Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dick Cocos. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pillette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pillette. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos takes first base on ball four. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn fires over to first and Glynn drops the ball. That's an error on Glynn. Cocos moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Cocos scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Cocos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glynn moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Moss reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moss moves to third. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke strikes out. One out. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfield's the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kokos strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Doby scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pellett hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kokoes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokoes for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila strikes out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pellett. Doby moves to third. Simpson moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Doby scores. Simpson moves to third. Strickland moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyke moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dyke moves to third. Lenhart moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Don Lenhart now playing third base. Neil Berry now playing shortstop. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Wally Westlake pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Dick Kruhosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruhosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kruhosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.